Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We traded mostly lower all day today except for the last 10 minutes of trade. Going into the close, corn and beans really found some support to close higher on the day. It looks like corn's going to close up about 0.75 cents in December at 3.69. March up a half cent at 3.81 3/4. It was a relatively low volume day, and in the rally at the very end, it appeared that there were some hedge funds defending their long futures position. The same could be said with soybeans. They ended up 3.5 higher at 9.99 1/4 in January. That was about 15 cents off of the low. March beans were 3.5 higher at 10.06 1/2. Just really interesting to see the thing rally right at the very end. Now, wheat futures were under pressure all day long, and it closed under pressure, only about 3 cents off of their contract low. So a really disappointing day across the board there. After the run-up over the last couple weeks, a lot of people are expecting that, especially out in next July. With July 15 at over $6, a lot of people in here trying to hedge it. We've seen put buying and future selling. Of course, some people are doing forward contracts with bushels that they know they will produce next summer. But that was the main feature there today.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
One agriculture forecasting bank came out and said that in 2015, they believe corn prices will be between $3.60 and $3.80. Not a really outlandish guess, being that the futures are currently at that price. For soybeans, $9 to $9.70. And then for wheat, anywhere from $5.20 to $5.60. And all those forecasts seem to be pretty conservative, given the current prices. Now, hedge funds are still long corn and beans. And then probably after today, selling off back to neutral on wheat. They did get a little bit long wheat, but after today, I would assume that they're back to neutral to maybe even a little bit short. We had 196,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. This morning's ethanol production report showed a decrease in production down to 6.734. Stocks were a little bit higher than where they were last week. And then profit margins, even with crude oil coming down and unleaded gasoline coming down, are still pretty high, about $2.40 a bushel in Iowa. Tomorrow we have our regularly scheduled export sales. We're expecting 700,000 to 900,000 for corn, 35,000 to 500,000 for wheat, and 700,000 to 1,000,000 for soybeans.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 192 and 167.12, April down 190 and 166.85, January feeder cattle 72 lower at 234.82, March down 157 at 231.90. February lean hogs down 212 at 86.87, April down 285 at 88.15. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 12.5 at 639.75. May down 12.5 at 642.5. March Chicago wheat down 13.75 at 589.5. March corn up 0.75 at 382. May up 0.75 at 390.5. January soybeans up 2.5 at 998.25. March up 2.25 at 1005.25. March cotton up 26 at 59.64. May up 26 at 60.54. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.